Hi, this is Mary from
21st. Yes, hello, this is Victoria. My mom had gotten admitted into the hospital. I'm going to put my mom on the phone.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, miss? Yes, hello? I got my mom on the other line.
Hello?
My mom was in a hospital, but she don't have her discharge paper. She left without
miss?
Them.
Miss, I was... Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Miss Thomas. I'm Victoria's mother. I went in the hospital 5 o'clock in the morning. That was Tuesday, because I couldn't breathe. They took me downstairs and dialyzed me and said, we're going to release you today. I got there Monday, 5 o'clock in the morning, it's Tuesday. They dialyzed me Tuesday because I'm a dialysis patient, and I felt better. So they said, we're going to release you this afternoon. I said, because I got dialysis Wednesday, again the next day. I waited and waited and waited to be released. They said, you know, we could do that other surgery that you need done. I have a major surgery that's coming up. But University of Pennsylvania, they're more skilled to do that type of work. So I said, oh, well, I have University of Pennsylvania that I'm scheduled, which is tomorrow, to go see so they can do the removing of nodules in my throat. Temple got upset.
Okay.
I said, I'm not here for that. I said, I'm here to get dialyzed because I can't wait to go into dialysis today, Tuesday. I came in early in the wee hours, 5 o'clock in the morning, which was Tuesday. They said, we'll do the dialyzing here. And we'll send you home Wednesday so I can make it to my regular dialysis session. They said, well, we hear that you. I said, miss, I'm not here for that. God bless you. Thank you for what you've done. I said, I'm ready to be released. Okay, we're going to release you. Hours later, the lady showed up and said, we need you to sign a piece of paper. I said, what kind of paper is that? Just sign it because we're going to release you now. I signed the paper, and then this aide came in with a chair and took me downstairs. I said, well, where's the paper, this discharge paper? We're not giving you one, but you're going to get paid for the day that I was there. But she refused to give me a discharge paper, and she was the head person in that. She was the head person of that department and refused to give me a release paper. She wanted to make it look like that I came there and I refused service, which they gave me service, but I refused to stay. They let them do this surgery that is very, very skillful. Person has to do this surgery at University of Pennsylvania. She wouldn't give me a release form. But she had the girl escort me downstairs to go home, and I was really shocked. I said, I'll be gone. That's what happened. That's why I don't have the release form. You know, when I go in a hospital, they usually take me over to Einstein. They're more skilled in doing things and stuff. But that night, that early in the morning, I couldn't breathe. I didn't have an oxygen machine in here then. And so they took me off to Temple. They didn't take me to Einstein like they usually do. You know, and she refused to she actually refused to give me a paper just saying that I was discharged. I said, I waited all day. Y'all said y'all was going to discharged me because I would not have them do this surgery, which you got to be very skilled to do this. I already made an appointment with University of Pennsylvania, which I'm going tomorrow. University of Pennsylvania, the Perelman Center. She wouldn't give me a discharge paper. And she knew that's what they told me. We're releasing you tomorrow, Ms. Thomas. Go on over to your dialyzing center Wednesday. And I did that, just that. I don't understand. You know, I understand what you're saying, but they won't give me one. I don't have no, I have nothing to lie about. I'm a terrible sick, well, I'm very sick all the time. I started to go in this morning to be dialyzed, but I held on and I got to my dialyzing appointment. I've been dialyzed for 3 days straight. Monday, Tuesday was supposed to be the day that I was off today, but they called me and said, come on in, Ms. Thomas. We still want to take some more fluid off you. So I had to find a way to get there yesterday, and today I went because it's my regular day, and they come pick me up to take me to dialysis. You know, I called them yesterday. I said, can y'all take me? They said, you didn't make an appointment for this day, so we can't take you. But I was able to get a Uber to take me to be dialyzed today, yesterday. Today is my regular day, so they picked me up. You know, but I keep telling them, if I have to be dialyzed an extra day while I'm there Monday, give me that day Monday where I could call them and say I have to be there Tuesday. But being in that hospital, Temple really did me wrong. They dialyzed me. Then the doctor came up. I said, oh, somebody else is doing that. Because I don't think Temple's really skilled to go up in your throat and cut some nodules out. I said, no, University of Pennsylvania is going to take that care of me that way. And I waited and waited. And they said they were releasing me. And then this lady came up 2 hours later and said she's not releasing me. And I was like, oops. She was releasing me. And I filled the form out. And I said, well, where's my copy? I said, I need evidence that I was here to be dialyzed. If I didn't have to go in that Monday last week, I never went in. I woke up 5 o'clock in the morning and couldn't breathe. I said, oh, God, I better get to the hospital. They didn't bring the oxygen machine then. Now I got the oxygen machine, and I can call them, which I've been calling all day, to say that the two other machines that y'all gave me sitting here since last month does not, this month does not work. I have one machine here that works. You know, it's not always easy being me because you don't get the cooperation that you need. You know, people think you're lying, but when
Miss, my mom doesn't have the discharge paperwork, so I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, well, you know, with her verbal confirmation, I can, you know, upload the timesheets. But so since she got admitted on Sunday and she got out on Tuesday, you will only receive payment from the 15th till the 19th,
yeah, but,
okay?
Wait, say that again.
So since your mom got admitted on Sunday 12th and she was released on Tuesday the 14th, you will only receive payments from the 15th till the 19th.
So how many days is that?
So from Wednesday till Sunday, which is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 days.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about
not having the paperwork.
Okay, yeah, no, don't worry. It's just, you know, we do need some sort of proof where. But with your mom's verbal confirmation, I can approve them. And also, Victoria, I also wanted to, you know, let you know for further, you know, when this happens again. Like, try to send me timesheets as soon as you can on Monday or Tuesday, because right now I am, you know, fighting against the clock. Like, they can just close payroll while I'm doing that, and then you wouldn't get, you know, pay for the whole week. You will have to wait until, let's hope that doesn't happen. I'm already doing it, but, you know, it's better to have time,
thank
you know?
I will keep that
so
in
try
mind.
To send.
And thank you.
Okay.
I will keep that in mind, and I'll send the Monday as soon as possible on Monday.
Okay, okay. Bye-bye, Victoria. I'll text you when they're up.
Thank you.
All the times are up. Okay, bye.